Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
President Obama and Eric Holder are coming against the Louisiana Educational Vouchers Program. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, this is a situation that illustrates Obama's absurdity and his Department of Justice. Instead of encouraging Louisiana to engage in the voucher system to include as many people in a good education as possible, they're coming down hard to try to stop something that is very good happening in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, they are, you know, Louisiana is trying to improve education and undermine the socialized government school monopoly on education that has dumbed down the minds of our youth and made us one of the worst performing nations, frankly, in the world in terms of education. Bob Kellogg with One News Now reports a federal judge is ordering Louisiana to turn over information to the DOJ about the racial background of children applying for school vouchers. However, the state sees the results of the related course case as a victory. But clearly, the DOJ is trying to shut down this program, trying to use the race card, throw a wrench into it, and keep it from going forward.
Yeah, the Obama administration, the DOJ, assert that vouchers can harm school integration. Louisiana officials actually published an analysis showing that vouchers actually help with desegregation. 7,000 children, mostly minorities, attend private schools under the voucher program. Not only is it helping in that area, but it also gives them a very needed education to help them become productive citizens.
So it improves desegregating and mingling different races together in schools, and it can help racial minorities get out of failed inner city schools and actually avail themselves of the same opportunities in education that other people who may come from a better financial situation that those children are receiving. This is a win-win situation, but when the National Education Association and the Obama administration and the monopoly of the school unions is in question here, we're going to see a liberal like Barack Obama try to shut it down every time.
Yeah, Gene Mims, who is of the Louisiana Family Forum, says the court decision is actually in the state's favor. He says, quote, "We're pleased that the court rejected Obama's Justice Department's efforts to try to revise our process of how we select and administer scholarships," he said. He goes on to say that the Justice Department was rebuked by the court for trying to introduce race into the equation, and we think that is a positive development. It seems as though they want to inject race in order to get their agenda passed, but it has nothing to do with race. It actually is something that is very positive with respect to race. He says that he thinks it is indicative of where this Justice Department stands in trying to assert that they have control over the states and over the selection process as it relates to K through 12 education. He is pleased with the court ruling, even though they need to give over information about the racial makeup of those who are in the voucher program. The fact is, Louisiana has nothing to hide because it shows that a lot of minorities have actually accepted these vouchers. In fact, in Washington, D.C., where they tried to stop the vouchers there as well, primarily almost all the recipients were minorities.
Right. Benefiting.
Yeah. So the liberal unions that support Obama, they're opposed to any kind of educational choice. Obama's opposed because he's in lockstep with them. And instead of being in favor of giving parents and children good educations and educational choice, they want to shut it down.
Well, when you've lost the argument on the merits and your entire political structure and public policy is built around racial division and class division and fanning the flames of division, you know, President Obama is a divider. He has created the divided states of America with his policies. This is their MO. This is just another example of this administration playing the race card, trying to fan flames and create racial division in order to push their radical socialist agenda. And that's what we're talking about here.
Well, and you look at the public schools, not only are they not doing their job, they're oftentimes failing, but oftentimes you see some of this hostility towards religion as well. And you've got a 12-year-old boy who is humiliated in the front of his class after he, after the person was caught reading a Bible during the free reading time. It's at Park Lakes Elementary School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ordered this Giovanni Rubio to pick up the telephone on her desk and to call his parents. So that's what happened here. The call was made, and the call says this in a terse message left on the family's answering machine. Quote, "I noticed that he has a book, a religious book, in the classroom," she said on the recording. "He's not permitted to read those books in my classroom," close quote.
Yeah, which... is completely blatantly unconstitutional, but it kind of underscores the fact of how ignorant and uneducated, apparently, on the at least constitutional issues, this teacher is, and how many educators in our public education have become. We need school vouchers so we don't raise up another generation of ignorant educators who are going to continue this vicious cycle. She says, she told the student that he had to shut this down, that he couldn't read, and the parents told him that if she said that he was to tell them, "My parents told me I can." So again, we have a conflict here between an educator and an education system, a government education system, trying to undermine the rights of parents and of students in order to push their counter-Christian, anti-Christian agenda.
Yeah, so last Christmas, Giovanni received the Bible from his local church, quickly became a prized possession of one of his favorite books to read. He goes on to say, quote, "I love reading my Bible at any time that I'm allowed to read it." That's what the boy said in a telephone conversation. So that's why this boy, 12-year-old boy, brought his Bible to school. It was to read it during a 90-minute session designated as free reading time. You'd think that they would like the fact that they're going to enjoy reading for 90 minutes rather than, you know, thinking that it was a bad thing. So he brings his Bible, and when he's caught reading the Bible, he's gets the voice message on his parents' voice machine. "I caught him reading a Bible. That's a religious book. That's not allowed in my classroom."
A free, yeah. Well, maybe now this Supreme Court has strengthened what already existed, religious freedom, in its decision with Grease v. Galloway. Maybe now educators across the country will start to get the message that free reading time means free reading time, and that means you cannot tell a student they cannot read a religious book or a Bible.
Well, this happens all over the country. Liberty Council actually sent the Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools to nearly 100,000 principals, all public school principals from K through 12. This principal in that school actually had received this Patriot's Handbook, because every principal in the public schools around the country receive these Patriot's Handbook. It's time that we educate the educators, Matt.
Well, this principal needs to deliver this book, the Patriot's Handbook to his teachers, particularly this teacher, to all the teachers in that school there. But we need to see teachers across the country educated on the rights of students and parents within public schools.
Well, we have a series of Patriot's Handbooks. They include Patriot's Handbook and their pocket size on the right to bear arms, political action for pastors in churches. We have religious freedom in public schools, essential reasons to support Israel, and more. Go to Liberty Council Connect. That's libertycouncil.com. I should say libertycouncil.com for more information, or lc.org for more information on this and other issues affecting your faith and freedom. This issue regarding our public schools is one of critical importance, because it's our failing public school system that's not only teaching our children how to read and write and do mathematics and other things that are basic and common to our educational system, but it is actively undermining our Judeo-Christian values. We need educational choice. We need more vouchers in states. And I applaud Governor Bobby Jindal for taking the lead in Louisiana and being strong on this educational choice. He has really reformed many things, including the educational system in the state of Louisiana. For more information on how you can be involved in Liberty Council, go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com or lc.org. You can sign up for our emails for both Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action. You can also make online credit card contributions, and you can also make yourself available to look at our resources page. We have a lot of resources to educate and help you on family, faith, and freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.